Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
Congratulations! You're the 50th person exiting passport control at Heathrow. Would you mind taking a survey? The lady was wearing a name tag from the Office of National Statistics. I was with the chairman of Luther Tyndale, Dr. Jung Wing Wan, and he was apparently 49, or maybe that's 51. And he paused and waited. We were heading to get our luggage. The ONS lady had her tablet ready to press buttons for the answers, and she explained that the questions would relate to me, how I'm in the country, and to money, funds going in and out of the country because of my travels. Basically, she wanted one set of answers to put in the tablet, and it won't take long. The very first question related to passports. I have two. The tablet only wanted one answer. We discuss what she wants, and now I'm British, wearing an Akubra with an Australian accent. She can find my village and county in the tablet, so things are going well. Why have I been out of the country? At conferences. Two of them, one after the other. She only wants one answer. What can I say? Did my company, I'm a businessman it seems, pay for the conferences? Yes and no. That's not one answer. I know, but you did ask. One conference's expenses is paid by the company in the United Kingdom, and one by an international company in the US. So we only concentrate on the British company. Things are going smoothly. And then comes the final section about me, my age, and whether I'm nobility or military, and so on. Where does Royal Naval Reserve fit? She doesn't know. Does the military pay me? I tell her I'm a chaplain, a priest, and my company here is a church. Now, all this has happened with happy banter, smiles and laughter, and Jung has commented that it would have been simpler if he'd been number 50, because the ONS lady had said to me, "You just don't fit into my categories." And of course the answer is yes and no. Often the categories we use are simply arbitrary, designed for good order, to gather information. After all, the work of the Office of National Statistics is invaluable. Or, the categories are cruel, divisive, and meant to perpetuate division, a them and us. And we can think of prejudice and racism as key environments that create and maintain categories. Categories can be based on physical or verifiable realities in chemistry and physics, and why a flyweight boxer doesn't compete against a super heavyweight boxer. However, ever since what has been called postmodernism from the late 20th century and its increasing desire for power to define reality as it best suits us, there is an increasing separation of or challenge of previously held ideas and concepts in the sciences, architecture, culture, meta-narratives, think religion or philosophy, and religion. In postmodernism, things are much more fluid or on a spectrum and defined by the individual or groups with power. This means that categories are increasingly blurred in modern society. To what end? We live on and see. Christianity has many categories. There are two major categories, those in Christ and those not in Christ. When the Lutheran Reformation came along, the Reformers emphasized that they were still in Christ, but not in agreement with the Roman Catholic Church. The Augsburg Confession sought to spell out their new category on the religious and political landscape. Today, denominationalism and the rise of independent churches proliferates these categories. While there is only one church, all those who are in Christ are one, there are far too many different teachings about Christ and in Jesus' name. No wonder the world can struggle with Christians. What category counts before God? In Jesus' cross and empty tomb and the biblical message leading to that event, and from it, we discover that humanity needs rescuing by God and that God in Jesus is our rescuer. Maybe that is the only category that counts, that we are sinners who are forgiven and live. In all our other categories, with God, who is always gracious and merciful towards us. Our God is in a category all of his own. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, our gentle King, that you became a servant to all and gave up your life for us. As your followers, make us humble so that, like you, we serve others. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.